How do you grow a flower on the moon? You plan it. This is Sandra Tinglow with the lowdown on science. 3, 2, 1, blast off. Next stop, the moon. In 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first human to step on the moon. Since then, scientists have wondered, can this lunar satellite support life? Enter Annalisa Paul and team from the University of Florida. They discovered something out of this world. They made a lunar garden with soil collected from 3 missions to the moon. They only had 12 grams, about 1 tablespoon, of moon soil for plants. So they designed a tiny garden with thimble-sized pots. And to their surprise, their tiny mouse ear cress plants grew. Compared to plants in volcanic ash, moon soil plants were smaller and grew more slowly. They were under a lot of stress. But the researchers think this is still a huge breakthrough for space exploration. One day, we might be able to grow food on the moon. With a diet like that, we'll be practically, wait for it, weightless.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.